It's time for Rhema for Today.
Brother Noah said, Brother Hagin, I've had all these fellows in my church and said, they preach the same thing you do, but when you preach, it's just different. It's just different. Well, I said, one thing is a lot of time what they're preaching is what they learn from someone else. They're sort of giving it second-handed. Or they are only an echo. But when I talk, I'm talking from my heart. I experienced it. I was there.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his classic teaching, Knowing God as Your Father, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Name was Father Nash. He'd go sometimes several days, even sometimes weeks ahead of time into a city where Finney's going to come to hold a campaign and try to recruit people to pray. Mr. Finney said somebody asked him one time, do you know a Father Nash? He said, oh, yes, I know him. Said he goes along and prays. Sometimes he didn't even go out to the meetings. He'd stay back in his room and pray for the meetings. People didn't see him much. He was by himself praying, waiting on God, praying for the meetings. So he said, do you know Father Nash? Oh, yes, I know him. But he said, what kind of a person is he? Mr. Finney said, without thinking, I just simply said, well, he's like anybody else that prays, a real quiet person. That's sort of a blow to some folks, isn't it? No, there's something about it. Those that spend time with the Lord are slow to speak. They are slow to judge. And they are quick to love and to help. Praise God. Now then, number four, there is a holy calmness about their lives that challenges the restless ones. And they crave that quietness of spirit. Amen. I don't know. I don't like to use myself as an example because I know I'm many, many areas a poor example, but I do endeavor to wait upon God and pray. But I've had ministers to say to me, you know, in conventions where there are a number of we ministers, well, when so-and-so speaks, and I appreciate what they said is good, but there's a spirit of agitation. When you speak, there's a calmness. There's a peace. Well, I think what happens a lot of times is that when others speak, the message is not necessarily coming from their hearts. Sometimes they're just aping and imitating somebody else. I remember many years ago in the days of Voice of Healing, when there were 70 or 80 we ministers in the Voice of Healing, I was preaching there in Dallas in Oak Cliff Assembly. Brother Noah was pastor. Brother Noah said, Brother Hagin, I've had all these fellows in my church and said, they preach the same thing you do, but when you preach, it's just different. It's just different. Well, I said, one thing is a lot of time what they're preaching is what they learn from someone else. They're sort of giving it second-handed. Or they are only an echo. But when I talk, I'm talking from my heart. I experienced it. I was there. Well, it's just a difference. And there will be a difference. But I think a lot of difference is that somewhere or another in fellowshipping with the Father, you just simply, that peace, that tranquility flows over into your spirit. I know I've had people come here from other schools all over the nation. And I know I was going from a class. One day there's a fellow here looking this over, you know, and I finished my class and I was going back to the administration building. So he hollered at me and came running up to me and shook hands with me and told me who he was. And he said, Brother Hagin, I have visited because he was a student in a certain school. He told me where he was from. But he was planning on changing schools. And he began to rattle off where all he had visited. But he said, I mean, just out here, there's a peace here. There's a peace on this campus that we don't have on our campus. I know I could mention a name you'd all immediately recognize. I mean, and these were those in authority. This wasn't just a student. These are those that headed up. And they came here and they said with tears, you've got something on this campus we don't have on our campus. You see, these were leaders. They wept in my office and said, there's a love, you can feel it. There's a peace, you can feel it here. We don't have this love on our campus. We don't have this peace on our campus. But with tears they said, we want it, we want it, we want it. I've had pastors to say to me, Brother Hagin, you know, because I left my last church and went out on the field in 1940, how do you get your people to pray? Evidently, they had difficulty getting their people to pray. And they'd look shocked when I'd tell them. I said, pray yourself. They looked like you'd slapped them with a wet dish rag. See, they're so busy working for God, they don't have time to pray. See, they're so busy doing things for God, to keeping the church going, keeping everything going. You see, they don't have time to pray. Set the example in front of your people. And they'll pray. I never had any difficulty getting people to pray because I prayed myself. I prayed before them. I prayed with them. I said, I'm going to pray. I didn't scold them for not praying. I never tried to make them pray. The old saying in the natural, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. See, I never tried to make people pray. I never tried to force them into praying. I just set the example before them and prayed, and they saw the results till they all wanted it. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? They wanted to enter into that too. They wanted to get in on it. Well, thank God for the privilege to pray. Well, now this comes to my third thought concerning several elements to prayer. Hallelujah. Again, number three now, you cannot spend time with the Father, with the Son, with the Holy Ghost, with the Holy Written Word of God, without partaking of their stability and their unshakableness. I said, we cannot spend time with the Father God, with the Lord Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Written Word of God, without partaking of their stability and their unshakableness. Write this down. I'll repeat it. One who is easily disturbed. One who is easily disturbed. And one who, in the jolts of life, you know, the jolts of life come to all of us. One who in the jolts of life is unseated will find new strength and steadiness that will make him a blessing to the world by spending just a little time with the rock of our strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to repeat that. That's so important. You need to meditate upon that a little bit. One who is easily disturbed. One who is unseated, or in the jolts of life is unseated, will find new strength and steadiness that will make him a blessing to the world by spending just a little time with the rock of our strength. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just a few moments, actually. We need to spend more time on that, but just a few moments with him tunes us up. You know, just like you get your car tuned up every once in a while, it won't run right. See, I know, spiritually speaking, folks are not running right, they need a tune-up. Hallelujah. Amen. Need the spark plugs adjusted. Sometimes need the carburetor cleaned out. You understand what I'm talking about? And then it just runs smoothly, you know. Amen. So many times in life, things are not going right. It's sort of a hit and miss. You ever try to drive your car, you know, and it's just hitting on certain cylinders and missing? jumps and jerks. Sometimes I think spiritually speaking, that's the same thing's true. You see, that's reading folks are jumping and jerking. They're never there, up and down, in and out. Things are not going right. They need to get the spark plugs adjusted. Hallelujah. Sometimes the carburetor gets dirty, you know, and the gas don't get through just right. Hallelujah. Sometimes there are things that just needs to be cleaned out. Sometimes just waiting on God will clean some of that stuff out. You know, I've found this out. But just waiting on the Lord, spending some time in His presence, spending time in the presence of God, praying in the Spirit in other tongues, spending time with His Word open before you, spending an hour there, and then come out from that presence, and they've even got on cassettes of playing, or even on the radio, religious music, you know. But it sounds like somebody beating on a tin lid. You know, there's no spirit to it because you just come from the presence of reality. I've seen time I had to turn that off. Much less all that other kind of junk. See, this was religious music. Quartets are singing. What they were singing about was so light and frothy. You know, sound like somebody taking a big spoon, you know, in a bucket lid and just a beating on it. It just grated on you. I've had to turn it off. Just turn it off. Amen. Don't shout me down now because I'm preaching real good. Now those folks, you see, you know, they might get by that, but those folks will listen to all that other junk. I know they haven't spent any time in His presence. You just couldn't stand it. Your spirit, it doesn't feed your spirit. You just can't stand all that stuff. Get into His presence. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Hold On to the Word. We're also offering Lynette Hagin's Slimline book, It's Your Time to Shine. Last but not least is Kenneth W. Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Our Rights in Christ. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
From our word partners, you know, and somebody said, well, what in the world is a word partner? Well, a word partner is just somebody that prays for us on a regular basis.
Yes.
And sends an offering at least once a month, whatever you can afford to send, to help us support Rhema and all that we're doing throughout the world with all the Rhemas everywhere, this broadcast. And that's what it is. And we'd like for you to partner with us. And I want to thank all of you that have partnered with us. But you can just go to rhema.org/WPC and become a Word Partner Club member with us. And we would really appreciate that. It really would help us to do what God has told us to do.
That's right.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue this powerful teaching from the Rhema Archives. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.